Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Also, I don't know if you know about this. Did y'all know that just recently in Dearborn, Michigan, which, by the way, is in America for people that don't know about Dearborn, the Christians were stoned. They stoned Christians, about 8 to 10 Christians. They were walking through like a carnival. And they had these signs that were saying that Jesus is the only way to God. And they weren't saying anything. They were just carrying these signs that said that, you know, and I can't tell you exactly what. As a matter of fact, if we can make the video digestible, you know, for VFN TV blog, we'll do a little
beep, that bad, huh?
Beep. Well, you know, I mean, they're just they just attack these Christians for holding these signs, and predominantly Muslims that are stoning Christians in America. I mean, he busted his head wide open. They busted his head they threw bottles, they threw milk crates, and this is the big thing.
This is in America.
This is the big thing, dude. Listen, you're right. And listen to this. And the police officers, the sheriff's deputies stood right there and watched it take place. They watched this happen. Instead of protecting these as citizens who are being mobbed, they walked up and they asked these Christians. They said, you know, it appears that you're causing problems here. You need to be able to help the matter out. You're going to need to leave. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he goes, and we'll make this available to you. It's going to have to be a little, you know, repairs on there. Just anyway, do some repairs on there. Beeps. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we were in VFN radio. You'll find out we talk about reality. I mean, it's a little ridiculous. You know, the religious spirit is you can act like blank, but you can't say blank. You know, we are not into that. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's better to act right. Anyway, so they were stoning them. The police officers were watching them and shouting, you know, Ali Akbar, and they were saying, watch your borders. And this is Dearborn, Michigan. They were throwing things at them. And the police officers did nothing. And then they asked them, they escorted them away and said, you need to go. You need to leave.
The Christians.
And so the Christians said, well, have we violated any law? And he said, no. And he said, well, why don't you just protect us? Isn't that your job to protect us? And they said, well, we don't have enough officers to protect you. And coming from a law enforcement perspective, that can make sense. You know what I'm saying? But what the second part of that is, maybe in the second extra hour, the second part of that is then you go arrest everybody that actually committed battery and assault on these people.
Right.
I mean, you can escort people out. That makes sense. You know, coming from former law enforcement, you know, you've got to resolve this conflict here. And so you bring these American citizens away from that as they're bleeding. They're literally, his head's busted open, you know, and we have a video of this. Wow. And they're saying nothing. They're just carrying signs. Mm-hmm. And then you go back, and because they got their video. By the way, the Christians had a television camera, so they videoed every bit of it. So you have every suspect on video. Mm-hmm. And then you go back, and you put every single one of them in jail.
Right.
And the Christians are saying, well, it's battery, it's assault, it's aggravated battery. It's called aggravated battery when you actually even do that, which is a felony. And it's a riot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just immediate. They should have went immediately and sweep everybody up. But then they totally did not fulfill the law. But a few moments later, you know, days later, whatever, our president goes into Dearborn, Michigan. And he goes to speak to the leaders there, and he names all these sheriffs and mayors and all of them by name. And he knows them really well, and nothing was said about it. Yet something was said about the professor that was arrested on his doorstep by a police officer. You remember that, the professor?
Oh, yeah, from Harvard, yeah.
It's like, church, we're going to have to wake up. You know, it was one moment, you know, God's people were owning these banks and all these things were going on, and you know, got the Jewish people. And then the next day they were being marched down the street with manure being thrown at them going to the ghettos. You know, I mean, that was a shocker for them.
Right.
And we have to wake up, realize that if you love God and if you are a self-professed believer and you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord, you are not a friend of evil. Evil hates you. Satan hates you. Mm-hmm. People who don't love Jesus don't love you, and you can't act like they do. You can't negotiate with evil. But the Christians were stoned in America, and did you even hear about it?
No.
John, did you hear about it?
No, not anywhere.
Isn't that amazing?
Newscast.
Well, you've heard it here on VFN Radio, and we're going to make that available on the VFN TV blog. We're going to cover, you know, we ended yesterday with part one of a conversation of, you know, Mormonism in the extra hour. Join us in the extra hour today because we're going to play the rest of that conversation about Mormonism. We need to know. You're going to be really, really surprised. And not only that, if for all of our VFN TV subscribers, which you subscribe for free at VFNTV.com, that you have a broadcast available to you specifically about, you know, Christianity, Mormonism, and the details. I mean, intricate details, you know, of enough to be able to show you that you can make a clear decision to understand that, you know, I might be able to stand with you as an American, but I got to tell you right up front, you know, your viewpoint of Jesus ain't right.
Because
Paul said, if anybody preaches to you another Jesus, every Jesus that people were talking about is not the same Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
Right.
Well, we'll be right back in just a moment. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.